Everybody, this is episode 2 of Upsiders. I'm your host, Chris Ventura.
And I'm your other host, Angela Bunn.
Hey, Angela, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not bad.
We've actually been sitting here together for at least 2 hours, so this is just a formality.
Just like, hey, how's it? Like, as if I'd walk in, turn the microphone on. How have you been?
So I want to talk about the morning I had, the morning commute that I had.
In New York City.
As you know, we live...
on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Hence the Upsiders.
Not to reveal too much of our identity.
We're shrouded in secrecy here.
And
we wear masks during the podcast. I don't even know what she looks like.
But I am naked from the waist down.
But you don't know what someone looks like till you see their eyes.
So I always am running late to work because I am a really bad...
lazy.
I'm very not punctual.
No, me neither.
It's a very bad habit.
All my friends will agree. Anyone listening to this is like, neither is Chris.
Everyone hates me for it, and that's why I have no friends.
Me too.
So I was running late, as usual, hauling ass, running over children, old ladies.
And you were actually running. You weren't driving.
I was just walking, like, heel-toe.
Over children and old ladies.
It was intense. I walked up to the subway, and I saw a humongous crowd, and I knew, this is not a normal morning. Like,
and you knew. They listen to Upsiders. They're here for me.
And I started signing autographs. I got to the subway and I could see that it was super crowded, way more crowded than usual. And I knew something was up. I walk inside and it is a complete shit show. The 4 and 5 train was not running. And the 6 train was just like apocalypse now. I later found out that it's because the 6 train got derailed at 3:52 a.m.
And that's according to HuffingtonPost.com. Did you talk about all the casualties?
Everybody died.
Not even just people in the train, like everyone in the section of that city died for whatever reason.
Actually, nobody was injured. It was 19 people, all safely evacuated.
I have been, I'll tell you right now, I've only lived in New York City for about a month, and I'm on the subways, and I was online last week looking up, I Googled how safe is the New York subway, because it's so
a lot louder than you think it's going to be.
It's really loud, and then you're on it, and... it's kind of shaky at times and like weird noises and stuff. And so you get kind of scared. Not scared, but you're kind of like, I don't get scared of anything. I'm a manly man.
Honestly, it's not that bad. But days like today, you think, kill me. Because normally it takes me 25, 30 minutes door to door to get to work. This morning.
But your job's mobile. Any corner will do.
Exactly. But this morning, F this. I'm getting a cab. But that shit will take an hour.
I feel less safe in a cab than I do in a subway in New York
Plus,
City.
In the morning, forget about it. Forget about it.
Forget about it.
Who are you, Elvis?
Uh-huh.
I leave the subway, go to get a cab, can't find one. I see one, and I get in, and the guy's like, no, she's getting in, and some woman pops her head out and goes, excuse me, and I said, I didn't see you. Just give me an excuse to yell at you, bitch, because I'm about to blow my top. Split the cab.
I know, like you need it by yourself.
It was terrible. I did so much stuff before 10 o'clock today. I was exhausted by the time I got to work. And I got to work an hour late. And I was exhausted. Mentally and physically. And it's days like that where I'm like, fuck you, New York.
I love how I wasn't exhausted because it's mind over matter. Like, because I just thought this is what it was like. So I was like, go with it, Chris. It's this busy every day in New York City. You got to get used to it. And had I known that it's not this way, I can understand being in your position of being upset.
What were you thinking when you thought, this is my life now?
I was like, F my life, but I'm like, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Speaking of the subway, I thought I had seen it all. I thought I had seen it all. Until today, on my way home. Now, I will give homeless people money if I have change on me, if it's, you know, I'm not against it at all.
I feel bad because I never have change on me. If they took debit, I'd be down.
Exactly. So sometimes I'll get annoyed on the subway. Like, I just worked all day. I'm tired. Don't come up in my commute and try to get me to give you shit or listen to you sing. Like, that's unfair. Whatever. Except today, I was sitting and a man with no legs was carrying around a cup looking for money, just bebopping around on the subway floor, using his arms to swing himself through the subway to collect money.
Wait.
And he got so much money from people, more money than I've ever seen a homeless person get, because he had no legs.
And all he had to do was chop off his legs. So literally. Homeless people, chop off your legs, make a lot of money.
Literally, like, no legs.
He was holding himself up with his hands to his side and just swing low sweet chariot through the subway.
And in my mind, I'm like, holy shit, I've seen it all now.
Did you give him money?
No.
Did you have money?
No.
So there you go. You let off the hook then.
And everybody else was busting out the dollar bills. But I just like, I heard the change cup jingling. And normally then you hear some singing or some awkward, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Totally.
I've had that. I've seen that.
No, he didn't have to. His whole bag was that he had no legs.
The most awkward thing for me was we went and got groceries and we had about 4 bags of groceries. And we got on the subway to go back home. And there was a guy, and not every subway car has a guy like this, but they come on and they're just like you said, excuse me, everybody. If you guys have any money or any food that you can lend. Wait, and he's looking at us.
What accent are you doing?
Excuse me, everybody. This is a southern. This is an importee. So he's going, does any, you know, and usually you're like, no, I have no change, buddy. And he's like, does anyone have any food?
Don't even look.
Do you have any food or anything? And he's saying it generally to the whole place, but he's kind of glancing back at the people with 8 bags of groceries. And like, I had nothing to like give. Everything was like canned. So I don't feel too bad. I do give money to every once in a while if I have change. I will say that.
So Halloween's coming up, Chris. What are you doing besides masturbating into your own tears? Because you do that every night.
It's great lubricant. It's free. It's self-made. Salty. Everyone just got sick. So what am I doing for Halloween? What am I doing for?
What are you dressing as?
I'm thinking about wearing like a long trench coat and going into Central Park, nothing else under it, and being a flasher. That'd be cool, right? Like flashing people my junk.
And then you can pretend to be an inmate because you'll get arrested.
And then I'll pretend to love anal sex because that's what Biff will be doing to me in the cell. It's all pretending. It's Halloween fun.
I just had a thought. I really want to do a dual costume of somebody as Jack and Meg White. Who can I do that with? I'm going to be in the Boston area this weekend. So if anyone is interested in dressing as Jack White, I will be Meg White. Please contact me. My number is beep, 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 beep.
I don't think they can call that. You know what's funny is you have the girls. Like, I love Halloween as a man because girls wear practically nothing.
That's why I hate it.
I love it. If I'm going to be real, if I'm going to keep it on the real, as they say. Every profession turns naughty. I love it. Naughty nurse, naughty secretary, naughty farmer, you know, stuff like that. Everything gets naughty.
That's my whole thing about Halloween. It's like, okay, look, I'm in now. No, sorry. Okay. Yeah. It's like, okay, let me get dressed up like a slut and try to walk around and have fun all night. Only I never dress like this normally, so I'm not going to be comfortable and I'm not going to be able to get drunk. I'm not going to have a good time. But I don't want to be like a turd. You know,
will you not dress up as a sexy Meg White? Will you be like Meg White rolling out of bed? Well, or like taking a dump?
Well, Meg White is Meg White is sexy, so I just wear tight red pants and a black shirt. Yeah, I would need to get breast implants, though. Do you think it's worth it?
She had a sex tape, I think, Meg White.
No, that's not true.
Was that not her? Did Vontology cover it?
I watched it.
I watched it, too. Angela. But I couldn't, like, I don't know her DNA and stuff. Like, I don't really know her, so I just accepted it.
Accepted it.
I accepted it.
Vontology didn't watch it, but Angela Bunt watched it, and it wasn't Meg White.
Again, if you don't know from our first podcast, she runs a blog called Buntology.com.
Just got a text message.
From, holy crap.
I know.
Michael Jordan just text messaged Angela.
For sure.
And she's so informal with him that she put him as Mike Jordan. He had a Hitler mustache in a Hanes commercial. How do you feel about that?
Well, being half Jewish, that offends me deeply.
But only half of you.
I'm only 50% offended. So my plan, last year I was Minnie Mouse, and then it was Red Riding Hood 1 year. I like to do a costume where I can use regular clothing, but it obviously looks like I'm going for something. But it's hard because when you're hanging with a bunch of hot chicks and it's like, you don't want to be that dud of the group. I'm going to a show. I'm going to Boston because I was in New York last year. Then I ended with my friends and I just like drinking a Four Loko at a pizza place because we couldn't handle like the bar.
Was it the real Four Loko? Was it before
the band. The last time I drank Four Loko was like on a megabus on my way to Boston for my birthday, and I was like pre-gaming on the
megabus. I was going to say, you drank alcohol on a megabus, huh?
I was pre-gaming in the back because I was like...
Mega fucked up bus.
I was like, oh man, it's my birthday. I'm going to be on this bus for like 4 hours. Like, I need to drink. And I ended up getting a really bad stomach ache and thought, I'll never drink Four Loko again.
Oh my God, buses. I took a bus once with this girl. It was a nighttime bus. It was like midnight.
Do you poop your pants on buses a lot?
That's how I got the segue, yeah. Me and Jocelyn were sitting in front of her, and she was on the phone the entire bus ride. The only time she got off was during when we'd stop at like a convenience store for like 15 minutes to get out and go get stuff and go to the bathroom. The guy was like, you get 15 minutes to get off the bus. And she goes, oh, hey, honey, we're just about to get off the bus to go inside and stuff. So I'll give you a call back when we get back on the bus. She got off, came back on, and started talking again for another 2 hours. I wanted to shoot her in the face.
That's extremely rude. And the mega buses don't stop for no one. We never stop.
The mega buses don't stop? No, my bus. This was Bolt.
My buses never stop.
Bolt. No. What?
But, you know, the Megabus video, it tells you not to laugh. It's like, keep laughter to a minimum. Also.
Just cry. What about crying? You can cry as much as you want.
You're allowed to cry. But it also says not to talk on your phone. And on our Megabus, if somebody was talking the whole time, they would get a talking to.
I watch myself on buses.
Yeah. And then.
Guy got decapitated.
What guy got decapitated?
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Let me pull up the news story. I know. See, look at this. This is actually interesting. You didn't hear about this. Don't read. I will read it to you and give me your thoughts. So this is what happened. I'm on CBSnews.com. This happened February 11th, 2009. A man aboard a Greyhound bus repeatedly stabbed and then decapitated a fellow passenger, witnesses said Thursday. A man who was not identified was arrested for the murder, which occurred Wednesday night aboard a bus traveling from Edmonton, Alberta to Winnipeg, Canada name. Manitoba. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police said in a statement.
Canadians.
They're supposed to be ultra nice.
I dated a Canadian. He was half retarded.
What's that a boot?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I like Canada. I've been there a few times. Do you like Canada?
No.
So there's nothing wrong with being retarded. There's something wrong with being Canada.
With being Canadian, there's a big problem.
Wow. See, I like Canada. So our Canada listens. This isn't just the U.S., you're really not going to say, we're not going to be able to go to Canada together when we tour the country.
I've actually never been there.
Passenger Gannett Caton said the victim was stabbed 40 or 50 times by a man sitting next to him. The passenger then allegedly severed the man's head with a large knife and then held it up by the door for others to see. This is like something out of a horror movie.
That's so fucked up. How did he get a machete on the bus?
They don't really pat you down. I could have a machete.
That's so fucked up. Everybody in that bus is now just
traumatized. Police Safety Minister Shockwell Day. What? That is a name and a half.
Stockwell, dude.
Oh, I like Shockwell better. That's still pretty badass. Public Safety Minister Stockwell Day called it bizarre and extremely rare. The horrific nature is probably a one of a kind in Canadian history. He's saying Canadians are pretty mild-mannered and wouldn't cut heads off nonstop, like you say.
Canada. I just took my heartburn medicine and it's working, so now I'm just like burping out acid bubbles. It feels great.
That's so hot.
I always wonder why I'm still single.
I don't get it.
I will be in Boston this weekend, so I'll be there probably with a Minnie Mouse costume on.
Fellas.
Going to see my friend's band.
What's the band name? You gonna give a shout out?
Oh yeah. Dr. Doom Orchestra out of Alston, Mass. Well, throughout Boston, some in Alston.
Have you interviewed them on Buntology.com?
Oh, have I ever.
Okay, so go to Buntology.com and then just type in Doom. Dr. Doom Orchestra. Cool. I'm going to be in New York for Halloween this weekend. I didn't know what I was doing. I'm not a huge Halloweenier. I usually put together costumes last minute.
I don't like Halloween because I don't like the social pressure that it places on women. You're either going to be super hot and dressed like a slut, quote unquote, or you aren't, and then you're just a big turd who's not going to get any ass that night. I hate it because I don't feel comfortable dressing that way. Not because I'm not a hot bitch, but just because it's not my style.
Woo woo.
I'm sexy casual. And I'm not going to be able to go to a party or go to a show and get down the way I like to if I'm trying to be something I'm not. But at the same time, I don't want to be like the dumpy friend. So it's always like...
Womp womp.
It's always like a very... It's annoying. It's annoying.
It's a tightrope. Walk. I would love to get on the soapbox with you and be like, I understand women's rights should be.
He's touching me. He's
honestly,
touching me right now.
Honestly, from a guy's point of view, it's like girls start walking around in lingerie for the day. Fantastic. Didn't you say something about going out and looking at Halloween costumes today?
Funny you should ask. After work, I went with my friend to get a Halloween costume. We saw a costume called Happy Camper, and it was like somebody dressed as if you were in the 70s or 80s, like going to camp. So really short shorts. Stripes up the side and like a t-shirt. Anyway, it was called Happy Camper because the guy had a huge boner in the picture on the costume. And I said, you could do that for free. Just get a popsicle stick and a piece of tape.
Hell yeah, you can.
You know what I think it's time for? I think it's time for Facebook After Dark.
Ooh.
For anyone that doesn't know, right around this time, 2 a.m., Facebook starts to get really sad.
People start posting statuses that are, and I describe them as cryptic in the sense that they never put the person's name that they're pissed at and why they're pissed. They'll just put, the nights are long, the nights are dark, why did he have to leave me this way? Very.
And then somebody will post something that's like, caps, lowercase, uppercase, lowercase, uppercase, lower. Girl, like, if you need anything, like, I'm there for you.
And they're like,
I love you, girl.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not racial.
And they're white.
If you were thinking that I was being racial, you're racist.
Okay, so here we go. Here's the first one. Walking through this town and seeing the sights is like browsing through all of your old DVDs and books. Plenty of good and bad memories, but everything is the same and worn out. I will leave this town sooner rather than later. Good night. So everything is the same and worn out. How can you compare that to DVDs and books, which are all vastly different?
Someone comments, I feel you, bro.
It's not the place. It's the same everywhere. You got to find the place you are happy with inside yourself. Someday you'll realize that when you've left the place you attribute to your displeasure.
And I think my biggest thing with this, I think the biggest thing about this whole Facebook thing is this doesn't happen during the day. This is, people get like metaphysical at night. They, like, not only is the person posting it getting deep, the people that see it are like, roads are long and the days are cold, but you gotta keep fighting because you're a soldier.
Do you have any on yours?
I'm looking right now. I'm forever engaged in a silent battle in my head.
You're schizophrenic?
What's she doing in the corner over there? Oh, she's in a battle with her silent brain right now. Smacking it off the wall.
Some guy just wrote, finally back in Massachusetts after a long and awkward bus ride. I wonder if somebody got stabbed to death while he was on the bus.
Is that how they think those passengers in Canada? Oh, how's your bus ride? Awkward. All right, so on my wall, there's two that don't necessarily fit our criteria, but this shows where the world's priorities are on Facebook. There's one status that says, there's something about how the sun rises and sets, the way rain falls down, or how the leaves of the trees move gracefully in the wind that makes each day so beautiful. That has 3 likes, okay? 3 thumbs up. Way to go, I agree. Then there's another status right now, right next to it, that just simply says, getting it in the butt, and that has 6 likes. That's the world's priorities right there. And statistically, I don't think there are 6 people up right now that like it in the butt.
I've never gotten in the butt. I've had a few fingers in there, but that's about it.
From a few different people or just one person?
Different.
Same time?
No.
Orgy?
One finger at a time.
One person's status simply says, fuck Paranormal Activity.
They don't like that movie.
They don't like the movie or they don't like the event of Paranormal Activity. One person's status simply says, I smell children. It was a girl though, so is that still creepy?
Yes.
Well, they have pedophiles or all shapes, all sizes, all genders.
So the guy that was looking through the town like a worn binding of a book earlier said, can't sleep going for another walk.
Maybe so he's been metaphysical for 2 hours. Yeah. Is metaphysical the right word? I don't know. It sounds good though. That girl that put in the butt 2 hours ago just simply put meow and she has 5 people that like the status. So she's rocking out the likes and the other guy's like, isn't the world beautiful?
She's been railing lines for hours. I'm eating a sandwich right now. It's so unprofessional. Oh, wait. I got one. This girl was emo at midnight. Some people wear their smile like a disguise. Those people who smile a lot watch their eyes. I know because I'm like that a lot. You think everything's okay, and it is, till it's not. And then someone wrote, XOXO, XOXOXO.
The fuck? XOXO. That status says nothing at all. It goes, it's the most generic. It's the most generic. It's like, you think everything's okay, and it is, until it's not. Like, you think there's milk in the fridge that you can always have, and there always is, until it's gone.
Then there's no milk.
That is the most generic status. I'm going to start putting those up on our Facebook page, which I'll tell you about in a minute.
Facebook.com/UpsidersPodcast.
Oh, shit. No. You just dropped your sandwich. Angela's sandwich is now on the floor.
No, I just dropped my cheese.
But you didn't want the cheese anyway. We just heard was Angela eating a sandwich in HD. I put the mic to her face.
Am I a fan of carving pumpkins? I mean, I did it last weekend with my friend, but I let him carve and I just gutted it and I did a really good job gutting it. So
like the guy on the bus.
It was pretty fun.
Way to keep it full circle. Mm-hmm. A lot of gutting in this podcast.
So to recap, what did we really learn today? I learned that...
You carve pumpkins like people carve people.
I learned that no matter how many fingers you've gotten in your butt, when the 6 train gets derailed, everybody gets screwed in the poop chute.
That was deep,
right? I'm going to post that to my Facebook. Oh, so I got a Groupon for 60% off at Spa Ja. And that is where I went.
What the hell is Spa Ja?
That is a Spa Ja. It's a spa.
Oh, it's a spa.
That is where I went when I got my extremely sensual massage.
You got to go and then come back to this podcast and tell us if it's still as erotic as it was in the first podcast entitled Happy Beginnings, Happy Endings. All right, so just so you guys know, we did start a Facebook, facebook.com/upsiderspodcast, and a Twitter, twitter.com/upsiderspodcast. And that's, we will both, we'll both update both of those and have a merry old time. So if you guys can go over there, we would really, 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 give me a really.
Really
appreciate if you guys go to facebook.com/upsiderspodcast and just click like, and then you can hide our posts when we post on the wall and we're annoying, which we won't be, I swear. You can just hit hide, but you're showing support just to get the likes up. We only have 15 right now, which we love all 15 of you, but let's see how high we can get that by the next podcast.
Hey, possible topic for next week based on Facebook status updates. The testicles are like the ears of the genital system. They serve a very important function, but they're not that great to look at. Huh. I concur, my good man. Next week, we'll talk about balls.
And ears. Which one turns me on more? Find out next week.
So this is Angela Bunn.
And this is Chris Ventura. Yeah, we got popcorn in the top cup.